One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
We have compiled more absolutely unhinged Reddit stories. Today's theme, it's a lot of relationship stuff. If you're single, after hearing these, you're probably going to feel better about your situation because these are nightmare fuel. Today I'm joined by Courtney and Angela.
Snaggoo.
Courtney, I know you're never on Reddit. Angela, are you ever on Reddit?
Nope.
Have you ever frequented the site?
No, I've been on Reddit in middle school.
Okay.
Whoa, is that a roast?
Wow.
I think it's just, it got crazier.
When people say they're not on Reddit, I don't rush to be like, you should get on Reddit. No, stay away.
Yeah, yeah, I know, it was quiet.
I was a Tumblr girl.
Yes, me too.
Let's get into our first story.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for bringing my girlfriend a cutting board to her bed when she was sick so she could still help making dinner? Moving on. My girlfriend was not feeling well. She said to me that she was going to eat some soup, but was not feeling like cooking together. Normally, we go to the store and cook together every night. We both like to. I was looking forward to cooking together, so I asked her to try to go to the grocery store with me so we could buy the ingredients. She told me that she was not feeling well, but eventually went with me after I told her I would make the dinner. When we got home, I asked her if she wanted to cook with me. She told me she could try. After 10 minutes, she stopped and told me she was not doing okay and went to the bedroom. I was making dinner in the kitchen alone. She was in bed, so I thought maybe she could still help from her bed. So I brought her the cutting board, a knife, and a bell pepper to cut. She told me that she was not feeling well and was not able to help with preparing dinner and that she did not feel like eating. I told her, but you still need something to eat, right? That's good for you. Edit, I maybe have a hard time relating. It was a long time ago when I was sick myself. When I was 10 was the last time, so I do not really remember how it felt. If I have a headache myself, I still try to cook, so maybe I handled it wrong, but I thought in this way we can still kind of cook together. He keeps saying that.
Can we cook together?
I did this so we could cook together, and then I did that so we could cook together.
So weird.
This is fucking great.
It's like a golden retriever that just keeps fucking bringing the tennis ball back. Like, I can't anymore.
Yeah, like how sick does someone have to be for him to be like, all right, fine, you don't have to cook.
She tried.
She was
too.
In bed.
That's what made me like so emotional listening to this. Is that like she tried to go to the grocery store?
She did it all.
She couldn't. I want to. I just keep picturing her like unable to walk.
She's got the blanket on. She's like, trying to help in the grocery store.
Also, the worst task you could give her: a knife and a cutting board and just set it on her.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? This fucking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Do you think he was coming from a bad place? Because at least I'm not defending him. But at least this wasn't a situation of like, because so many stories we read are like, oh, she's supposed to cook for me.
Yeah.
But this is him being like, this is the thing we do together. Oh, let's do it together.
Right.
I think he just has a weird, he's just not recognizing.
I just don't think he's getting it.
No.
It unfortunately just sounds like he just wasn't getting it. And it's not like he didn't want to cook. It's that he wanted to cook together. And like, she really tried. She said she couldn't go to the grocery store. He told her that he would cook for her if she went to the store with him.
That's true.
So he lied.
He did lie.
And he tried to make her cook with him anyway.
And I feel like if your argument is correct, Shane, and he just wanted to do it with her together, he'd get in bed too with the cutting board.
Yeah.
Because they would be together.
And
but that's
plate.
Bullshit.
But that's so weird. Okay, imagine she's not feeling well and she needs some soup. So they're going to cook this soup together. And he's like, well, you need this soup to feel better. You need to help me cook it. Imagine if you were sick with something more serious and needed medicine. And he's like, well,
We have to go make the medicine.
Come on, you're holding her medicine hostage.
He did say, she went with me after I told her I would make the dinner. So he did lie. That is a clear cut, you're the asshole. Comments in this are like, you're the asshole, is this even real? If she needs something to eat that's good for her, then bring the already prepped and cooked food to her, not make her work in bed while sick, what the fuck? The other comment was, dude, you're the asshole. next story. Am I the asshole for getting an impulsive tattoo against my wife's wishes? Before we get into it, I feel like if your partner wants to get a tattoo, that's their body, like they get to do it. Like you could be like, hey, like, I don't know if it's gonna be a good tattoo. Mm-hmm. I think that's a dumb tattoo, but you're allowed to get it.
Mm-hmm. But are they saying that it's?
I'm going before we get into the story.
About them, okay, because it's loaded.
Totally.
Loaded. No, I think we have a lot of layers.
I like to sometimes predict and then be horribly wrong. As silly as it sounds, I, a 28-year-old man, went through a pretty traumatic experience when my best friend moved away 2 months ago. He and I had been friends since our early teen years, and now we're both in our late 20s. It very much felt like a security blanket getting ripped away from me and caused me to confront some intense feelings. He and I are still close friends, but with differing time zones, the stress of moving and getting settled in, and adjusting to a career change, our communication has been limited compared to what it was. My wife helped me through the transition as best as she could, but her patience with the process ran thin rather quickly. This came to a head this weekend. During a weekend trip with some different local friends, I got a somewhat impulsive tattoo. It was a design I had been considering for a while, but I got it done in the spur of the moment yesterday. I felt like it was a necessary part of my grieving process of what I thought my life was going to look like moving forward. When I came home with it tonight, my wife was incredibly angry. The tattoo has a clear connection to my friend, and my wife said it was ridiculous I was taking things so hard. I told her it didn't feel good, having her invalidate my feelings, and that art on my body was my business alone. I don't have any tattoos dedicated to her, so in a moment of anger, accused her of being petty over the fact. She scoffed, left our home, and we haven't spoken since.
Whoa.
Am I the asshole?
I have a lot to say. I feel like this is not asking am I the asshole because I got the tattoo. I think it's am I the asshole because I'm in love with my friend and I won't realize it.
Yeah, this is...
And I'm making my wife think that this is about a tattoo.
Yeah.
When really she's freaking out because she's like, you're losing your mind over the loss of your friend.
He moved, but he's talking...
It sounded like a loss to him.
He's saying grieving. Like, I'm grieving the loss of my friend.
No, this is like...
I only can get Chad's messages in the morning.
We used to kiss each other goodnight.
No, this girl is freaking out, and she should be. 28 years old to early teens? That's just like 28 to like 13?
15 years max. But like... Yeah, it's like, bro, I'll message him, did you see the game last night? And I don't hear for like 15 hours. It's fucking hard, man.
God, yeah. I will say, I was anticipating this to be a tattoo, like, about her.
Me too.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh yeah, that's kind of weird, but still it is their body. This situation, it's like, sure, this guy's dramatic, but there's no reason for this girlfriend to be mad about a tattoo. Sounds like it's more than just the tattoo.
It's his wife, but...
Oh, wife. Yeah. Wife. We're just sub this in. Wife.
Wife.
The writer has some more added. I answered this in a comment, but I figured it was relevant to add here. The tattoo is just under the bend of my elbow on my right arm. It's a zodiac sign constellation tattoo with maybe when I'm older written beneath it. Hence the chosen username here. I guess it's... which are lyrics to a song I've had on repeat the last couple months. So there's some comments, and people are saying, had to look up the lyrics, and yikes. wow, yeah, that's definitely not a platonic bro relationship.
Yo!
I was almost trying to justify it. I've tattooed people who get something with their friend or for them, but after I read these lyrics, yeah, there's definitely something much more to their friendship. The song is called When I'm Older by Ash. Lyrics are here. Let's see. Maybe when I'm older, payphone calls, cigarettes, injuries, shower sex. I was holding on for dear life, complicated, understated, on the way to devastated. We were young and out of our minds. Right now, I'm sorry. Burns through me, darling, but I can't help think in 30 years it won't. So maybe when I'm older, I'll run out of stories about you. Yeah, maybe when I'm older, I'll know what it's like not to love you anymore. Maybe when I'm in a different time zone. Playing house, immature, picking out furniture, praying that our hearts would play fair. Emotional souvenirs, fleeting moments, golden years. Close my eyes and I go back there.
Right. Okay,
I think we get the idea.
And if there's a zodiac involved, that's gay as hell.
I just
Chance's eyes
I will say I defended this guy at the top. I don't feel bad for that. I don't even know if I necessarily think he's an asshole. I think he just needs to address some stuff. I think he needs to be honest with her. I think he maybe needs to go to therapy and be like, hey, are you maybe in love with someone else and you need to shift around your life a little bit?
He's definitely on a journey. I think for anybody to get mad at a tattoo on another person that has nothing to do with them, it's weird. If she was jealous, still weird. It's funny that he called her. I was like, you're just jealous of my bro.
Yeah.
I think if she wasn't
worried about there being other connections there, I don't think she would be bothered if he got a tattoo of like his friend.
Yeah.
I think there's already like a consensus amongst the two of them that it's like, this is more than a friendship.
Yeah. I feel like the only way this guy is an asshole is if she is clearly saying that what makes her mad isn't the tattoo, but is this inappropriate relationship. And if she said that, then this makes him an asshole. But I don't know if she said that. And I think this guy's just confused as fuck.
Have you guys ever had friendships that span different time zones? Like, have you been friends with someone and then they moved away and like a long distance friendship and it's turned to that? Like, has that ever happened?
One of my best friends moved to New York, and I remember being super bummed about it. Mm-hmm. Didn't think about the hour difference in like calling her, but I got over it in like an hour. But I remember being super bummed, being like, "Oh my God, this changes us forever." But then getting over it.
I think I can't help but feel like in this day and age, when I have like a friend move somewhere, I'm like, "All right, well, like I'll still like." We're gonna have constant communication.
Yeah.
Even if you're literally on a complete opposite time zone, I'm like, they're just, it's nonstop messaging. Yeah. I have a friend who lives in Prague and I've continued like, it's not like, it's, I still.
Show us the tat.
Yeah, so anyways.
I hope he figures it out. I hope this
A part of me feels bad that it's like, dude, if you're really in love with someone and you're not allowing yourself to be honest about that, then like, that sucks.
He's like, this is about the tattoo.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Like, no.
No, yeah. You're in love, bro.
I think they both know it. Okay, moving on.
Classic.
My girlfriend almost broke up with me over the Christmas gift I got for her. Whoa. In parenthesis, Spanx.
Here we go.
This is from the subreddit True Off My Chest, which is a place for confessions to be made. This person says, the irony is that this made a good gift for a friend. She was the one that recommended this gift to my girlfriend. My girlfriend complains a lot about not looking good in outfits. I figured this would help her. Nope, I was dead wrong. My girlfriend didn't appreciate it at all, and she nearly broke up with me over it. I honestly don't like giving gifts because it isn't the first time that a person I've given a gift to didn't like it, even if they don't say it outright. For people who don't know, Spanx are a type of like, it's like a lining that like,
it's like body contour,
shapewear. Yeah, it brings it all in.
Tighten some areas.
Brings it all in, just really brings
sucks
it all
you in.
In. So I could definitely see why someone would be offended by this. You're kind of critiquing their body by giving it to them.
Yeah, it's like how Damien says he has somebody who gets them soap every year. Not even fancy soap, just like a 2-pack of Dove.
it's like, oh my God. It's like, buddy, what are you saying?
Exactly.
What's going on? Yeah. I think this is on that friend. The friend that recommended
this.
Yeah,
what is that?
It is on fucking Rebecca or whoever that is.
We have nothing to build off of, but I'm like, damn, was that some like fucked up shit of like, hey, what should I get for my girlfriend? You should get her Spanx.
Get her Spanx. But I think, would love that.
Or maybe she said like, oh, she wanted this thing. And then that's when the guy goes, but Rebecca said you wanted it. Rebecca, tell him.
Yeah, like maybe that's a gift that she was she would have appreciated from like a friend who she's confided in. Like they talk and they've like close that way. Getting like that gift from your partner. Friend. So rereading this, my girlfriend complains a lot about not looking good in outfits.
Right.
And then he got her Spanx. That's a bad way to yes and. That's a bad way to be like,
yep.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, we glazed over that sentence, but that's tough.
No, that's
a confirming an anxiety right
that's
there
not
that
good.
You don't need to confirm.
That's or not like, good.
Yeah, so he didn't buy this because her friend was like, you should get these for him. He bought these because he thinks she has a problem with her body image.
What would you do if you guys had a partner who said that they were insecure about their body and then a gift was coming up?
I certainly would not buy. I just don't think any sort of gift like Spanx or any sort of like, any sort of thing that is meant to hide or cover up anything someone would be insecure about,
right.
I think is a bad gift. Unless they literally told you like, man, I really, give me Spanx for Christmas. Like, unless someone says that,
like said
don't, that's a bad, that's a bad category.
Yeah.
I think that's a really bad category.
Especially Spanx. I feel like now, like, shapewear is getting, like, really cute, and you could, like, accessorize with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be, like, cool, like fucking Skims
or
something.
Yeah.
But, like, Spanx is just, like plastic, like a bag, you know? It's just like, it's underwear. It's like.
If someone bought me lifts for my birthday, I'd be like, damn, dude.
That's fucked, dude.
Like, it's somehow worse than someone just being like, you're fucking short, loser. I'd be like, okay, cool. But if they bought me.
Don't help me fix it.
Don't fucking do that.
Yeah.
I got insecure this Christmas because I was going to give one of my friends this just like body positivity book that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't want to tell her she's got issues.
Yeah, it's
but
tough.
I also like love her and know her. But I was like, I'm not giving her this book.
Right.
It's
I
tough.
Think that's fair.
Unless I literally have a discussion with someone, even like something like a self-help book, if it's like something that helped me a ton and I'm like, oh, I this
personal,
did so much for me.
Yeah.
I wanted to, but I'm like, it can be read so many different
like
ways.
Like a podcast where it's like, listen to this.
Like this will help you with your thing. Like you don't want to do that. It's that's my personal opinion. Like I said, it's based on discussions you've had.
Yeah.
Comments in this are definitely like, yikes, did you tell your girlfriend about the girl who recommended them? Because that would be hard to come back from. Someone said, oh son, sigh. Your friend 100% set you up. That's a gift that that can easily read as an insult. Has anyone gotten a horrible gift from a significant other?
They claimed this was a gift on Valentine's Day or like some gift that they got a haircut.
Babe, just for you today, I wiped my ass.
Happy Valentine's Day, I cleaned my asshole.
Literally, dude.
Oh my
God. That's crazy.
Was it a haircut that this person like didn't want, but you wanted?
I didn't ask for any
Boy,
of it.
what a way to give gifts is to just hold someone hostage in a way and be like, I'm not gonna cut my hair. Okay, fine, for your birthday, I'll cut my hair.
Yeah.
You don't have to like, buy anything.
One day a year, you get what
That's
you want.
That's what I got. What about you, anything?
My mother gave me white strips this year. For Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's on her.
Why are men so confused?
That's what's so freaking annoying about this, is that it's just like, blame it on ignorance.
Think, you know why I think cutting board guys, they're all confused, but cutting board guy is more insane. Because I will say, the only defense is that this guy genuinely asked one of her friends, and she said, oh, get her Spanx.
Yeah, I think she's
And I
asshole.
Think guys, most guys are dumb enough to be like, oh, well, her friend recommended that, so I'm gonna get that.
Yeah.
So
that's yeah.
She
that's
said apples. I bought apples.
And he's like, I don't understand women. What's a spank? She wants to get spanked. Okay.
Oh, multiple spanks? Okay. Let's buckle up. I think we might have a new king of the assholes here. This is from Relationship Advice.
Okay, here we go.
Found out my best friend, a 25-year-old woman, has been using my pictures, a 26-year-old woman, to catfish a guy she's been talking to since 2015. This was posted in 2020. So 5 years. Man, I don't know where to go from here, so I thought I'd go to Reddit.
Good idea!
On year five, I opened Reddit.
On year five, I discovered Reddit. My best friend, we'll call her Maggie, and I met our freshman year of college. We are now roommates and moved in together 2 years ago. In 2015, my best friend spent spring break a couple states away and matched with a guy on Tinder. When she came back to campus, she immediately told me about him and how amazing he was and how they only went out to dinner once. Edit, this was obviously a lie. But that they were talking 24/7. I got super excited and asked to see a pic. That was the only picture of him she's ever shown me. Over the past 5 years, he's literally been her whole world. She talks about him constantly. She always has her nose in her phone. She gets clingy when he takes too long to text back. She cried to me a few times because she's lurked on his social media and seen he was around other girls. My roommate doesn't have social media herself. I had asked her a few times why they have never met up again, and she said they're both too busy and don't have the money for the trip. I even told her that he could stay with us and that would save some money. He's sent presents and even flowers on Valentine's Day every year.
Whoa.
They've basically been dating this whole time. So yesterday, my roommate picked up a shift at work and was gone. I get a knock on our door and open it to a guy. He says hi, and I give a confused hi, and then he barges in and scoops me up into a hug.
I hope they fuck. I hope they fuck.
He starts saying, I thought you were working. I was hoping your roommate was here so I could surprise you when you got back. And I am so confused. I immediately get down and back away and let him know I have absolutely no clue what he's talking about. My brain can't even process what's happening. Then he looks confused and says, Maggie? And I'm like, no, that's my roommate. My roommate and I look nothing alike, so I'm even more confused. Then something kind of clicks, and I think, oh my God, is this the guy she's been dating? So I say, wait, are you Adam? And he gives me a very slow, yes. And I get excited and say, oh my God, I bet Maggie is going to flip out. I can't believe you're here. His demeanor completely changes. He asks me what I'm talking about. I'm Maggie, and I tell him, no, I'm Summer, Maggie's roommate. At this point, I'm still completely missing something he has just pieced together. He just says slowly, holy fuck, and looks like he doesn't know what to say. Eventually, he asks if he can sit down. I invite him in. He then proceeds to tell me for the past 5 years, he's thought he's been talking to me. Every picture he's ever seen of Maggie has actually been pictures of me. I'm completely dumbfounded, and we don't know what to say to each other at first.
And then they kiss.
And they make out.
So he gets out his phone and shows me proof. He has tons of pictures of me saved on his phone. And went to their messages and showed me proof that she's been sending them to him. I felt and still feel completely sick to my stomach. I get out my phone and show him real pictures of her. I tell him maybe they could just talk when she gets off of work, and he's really pissed at this point.
Oh.
I say maybe we should call her first and let her know he's here. So I do that, and she starts flipping out, saying she's not coming home, tells him to leave and that she won't talk to him. He calls her and starts yelling at her over the phone. After everyone calms, she eventually comes home. He's hurt and accusing. She's crying. I'm sitting there awkwardly.
Dude.
She tells him that she's still the same person he's had feelings for, and he screams at her, "No, I thought I was in love with your roommate." And that completely makes her break down. So I tell him maybe he should leave for the night and everyone should have their own space. He agrees, and after he leaves, she goes completely psychotic on me and starts throwing shit around the living room.
Ooh.
Tells me she hates me. I start crying. It's a mess. I left to stay with a friend and haven't been back, so I don't know what's gone down. I feel like I have no idea who the person I'm living with is, and I feel weirdly violated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do I move out? Do I try to call her? She hasn't even texted me. I don't know how to deal with this situation. So, thoughts?
This situation is feral and the best romance novel I've ever read.
Catfishing has to be one of the most fascinating things ever.
I think it goes so deep.
It is so fascinating to me. And especially when it goes on that long.
5 years. I cannot imagine that moment. Like, this guy opening the door. Also, I wonder if he was cute. But, but like, that is so jarring that she is literally an innocent bystander in this entire thing, but she's somehow at the heart of this roommate's problems.
Yeah. Meanwhile, cut to Welcome to Dairy Queen. She's just at work.
Like, yeah, she's just chilling. Oof.
Would you say you were dating someone online who you never met in person, but you just really clicked in every kind of way, and the conversations were incredible and all this stuff, and then you met them and you found out that they were catfishing you? Is there any hope of it, of like you even trying to make it work?
It's like you guys are saying, it goes deep. Mm-hmm. Like, that is huge. That is you are lying about who you are.
That's five years.
Yeah.
Certainly 5 years, no.
It's so personal. I think it even goes back to like that person's relationship to lying and truth. Cause some people, it will just like, you're done. Like, you can't do that.
Yeah,
some
to me, people, it's lying.
No matter what, it's bad. It's just like, each person, it just rips apart in their own unique way, because it's just like mm-hmm. such deception, like at you.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, we don't know if this roommate just used a picture. They could have been lying about other things. We don't know what they were honest about. Because, like, yeah, if it's just what they look like, it's like Love is Blind. Like, but it's not about what this person looks like. It's not that shallow. It's this person lied.
He didn't use her name. She used her own name.
Yeah,
she used
just
her own name and everything.
Oh,
just,
good for her.
Said she had a roommate named Mac.
Like, you're right. She probably was lying about other things.
No, for sure. And I get insecure about taking people's pictures. I get insecure when my friend at the same meal as mine, we're at the same meal, she takes a cuter picture of the food than I did, and I said, can you send me that so I can post it? I think I'm a liar because I didn't take that. Could you imagine?
The levels.
Who do you think was more wronged in this situation, him or her?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Because a part of me kind of thinks the friend, like, she used all her photos. Like, that's so insane. Like, she was in a way catfishing her friend, too.
Yeah, I think he's the more...
You think he was more like, wrong?
I think so, too.
Like, he lost 5 years of his life romantically, too.
Sucks.
Like, she, the girl whose pics were used, she can, like, of course, her mind's fucking blown. But she'll go away, like, having her own romantic life and her own job that didn't get, like, affected.
And it's
this.
Not like this roommate was like, hey, Summer, do you have any, like, sexy nudie pics that I could just borrow for a second?
I hope to God she didn't.
Like, it's not like she had access to that. So it's not like it was like inappropriate pictures were used. It was just like regular pictures were used. She literally could have never known that this was happening. Meanwhile, this guy is building this bond with a person, like you said, like full on. Like she, but it sucks. She's dealing with the aftermath now. So she's being hurt in that way. Like that sucks.
Yeah, there's some comments here. I was the Adam in a situation like this. It was 3 years. You need to move out, get away from this Maggie. People like that are not okay. Don't put yourself through this anymore. I went no contact when it happened, effective immediately. My Maggie messed with me for years to come, and we were countries apart. Just get away and stay away. That's all I have to say.
Whoa. But the time difference.
The time difference. Someone else said, holy shit, you need to get out of there ASAP. Even after catching her in this, she is telling you she hates you. She has some serious issues she needs to deal with.
Yeah, there's some envy there.
And you don't need to be around for that. There's an update. Do you want me to read the update?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
We have an update. Season two of Maggie. Maggie's the king of the assholes right now.
Yes.
Update. Thank you guys for all your advice and comments. Many saying you've been in mine or Adam's position. It's made me feel better. I'm going to go ahead and just post an update because I don't think there will be more of an outcome than this. I ended up having a phone call with Adam, mostly because I wanted to know about pictures she sent. Turns out she sent pics of me in my underwear and nudes that aren't actually of me or her. So we're assuming she got those from Google. He feels really bad and is actually having a hard time with all of this. Really. I assured him I don't blame him at all for the underwear pics or anything like that. He ended up telling me that they actually have FaceTimed, but she would never show her face, only the top of her head hair, which is dyed a similar color to mine. Never thought anything of this. Now I think it might be really weird.
Okay, that's the most impressive part.
And
that's just so impressive to have a FaceTime and only show your forehead.
Yeah, what the fuck? And her excuse was she felt like she looked bad on video, was self-conscious, didn't have makeup on, etc. He said he didn't think it was weird. I don't know. He also told me he's tried a ton of times to arrange visits to meet, and she's came up with excuses every time. Said that he's been mostly content to talk through text over the phone up until this point. Also said he's going to try to reach out to her one more time to talk about everything, but that he's moving on. As for me, I'm not sure I can break my lease yet, but I'm going to go ahead and move out and in with a friend until my lease is over. We briefly talked when I went to my apartment, and she sort of half apologized, but is still pretty hostile and defensive. So I'm going to give her space. I feel bad for her, but I don't think our friendship is going to survive this whole thing. Anyway, this has been some crazy shit, and I appreciate all of the responses I got. Y'all are awesome. Oh,
wow.
My God.
Well,
holy shit.
Summer was really nice to Maggie. And I would not have been that nice to Maggie.
Oh, I would have been like, we are not friends anymore.
You suck. But she's being very empathetic. It's like, I feel bad for her. Like, clearly, this person, like, with the FaceTiming, the nudes thing is fucked up. That's fucked up.
Can I say something I'm so like, toxic?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Would a part of you be flattered?
Chancey,
okay.
Yes.
Like, think about, you must look good all the time if you're Summer or Mac. I forgot which
Summer.
One which.
Summer's yeah. the
Summer's,
one. Who's...
Summer's the perk.
Like, do you move on from 2 years from then and you do all the journaling and the therapy you can and then look back on it and be like, wow, someone thinks I'm gorgeous?
I'm sure that there's like a drive-by back of the head thought of that.
Yeah,
I can't believe
sure.
a half-assed apology and still being hostile. Summer was existing. She didn't even seek out Adam. Adam showed up literally to her doorstep and walked in and scooped her. Like, this all fell into her lap. How can you be mad at someone for being around?
Crazy.
Maggie, I hope you're better now. I hope, like, that's some low, that sucks.
That's tough. It is low.
Really, that
it
sucks.
Does have to be awful. Like, the mindset you have to be in to do that.
For 5 years.
Rough.
Gosh, and to put you in that situation to talk to Adam, you know what I mean?
Every day.
My only thought on Adam, though, is I'm like, if you FaceTime with someone for 5 years and they never show their face. Okay, here's our next one. Let's see if Maggie gets surpassed. Am I the asshole for telling my wife she overreacted over a joke I told at our wedding?
Yes.
So this was posted on two different subreddits. First it was on Am I the Asshole, and then it was later on Am I the Devil. Am I the Devil is where the worst people from Am I the Asshole end up. They curate the just gems from Am I the Asshole
wow.
and put them on Am I the Devil.
Okay.
So this guy might, he might be something. My now wife and I got married days ago. I gotta say that I have a thing for comedy. I like to tell. Moving on, he's the asshole.
You gotta say, I've got a thing for comedy.
You know, I gotta say,
I gotta say. Oh, we're having fun.
Anyways, I wore a ball and chain to the altar. She got offended by it. I like to tell random jokes at random times.
So random.
I intended on telling a joke at the wedding, but my wife got worked up saying she didn't feel comfortable with it. I told her it wouldn't be one of those dark ones that we enjoy in private.
What? I'm having such a good time.
The wedding took place, and after saying our vows, I jokingly said, "Till dishes do us part." Sorry, let me say that again.
Hold on, my guy.
After saying our vows, I jokingly said, "Till dishes do us apart," instead of "Till death do us apart." Now, the guests found this funny. My wife, however, went off on me afterwards and started yelling about how I went out of line with this joke and said that I embarrassed her and made our start of our marriage look like a joke. I told her she overreacted over a joke, but she got more angry and started giving me the silent treatment, though she's occasionally saying I ruined the marriage since my family are now running with the joke.
Aww.
Does the family have merch?
Is the family about comedy?
They all have cigars at all times. Yeah. They're like, hey. Some comments here. I have a thing for comedy. The moment you know this is going to go badly. You ruined your vows for a stupid non-joke? Really? I bet they had one of those cake toppers where the groom is trying to get away or has a ball and chain.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a good joke.
He hyped it up too. From what I understand, he was like, I have a joke that I'm going to tell. And she's like, I don't know. And he's like, don't worry. It's not one of the dark ones we talk about in private.
Don't worry. It's not one of those racist ones I say when no one's watching us. Do you think like weddings are a place for comedy? Like, how would you feel as an attendee at a wedding if something like that was said during the, I think it's specifically during the ceremony. I feel like the reception is totally where you can say jokes. Like that's just people are gonna get drunk. It's gonna be stupid, whatever. But the ceremony, like how do you feel about that?
I feel like people's weddings should be like curated to who this couple is, right? Mm-hmm. So if they were both on the same page of like, I'm down for like goofing and gabbing during our ceremony, like let's have some like funny things. But at the same time, like you said, the reception's for the funny stuff. Whenever the ceremony happens, it's always like this beautiful thing and it's about this thing. And then whenever there's like little hiccups or like a little comment that wasn't planned, the tension of like this traditional thing like breaks and laughter is really like awesome. But this guy took the fucking crumbs of the tray of like comedy. Like that was such a, not
it's a bad joke.
Yeah. It's not even a joke.
It's a dumb joke.
Cause I think your wedding could be whatever you want your wedding to be. Like once I was at a wedding and someone did a monologue and it wasn't the bride or groom, but it was like a bridesmaid and it was awful to watch, but it was like, okay, you guys decided this, but it feels like this just wasn't decided both ways.
Yeah. Exactly.
And this person didn't want jokes.
Yeah.
My opinion on this is that he was clearly doing this for himself and for the crowd. And I feel like the ceremony specifically is for like the two of them. Like that's for them. And like he really like that he should have thought like, oh, if my wife doesn't want me to do this, this is about my wife. Like this is literally the moment that's about the two of us.
Yeah.
But he took a moment to be like, hey everyone.
A people pleaser.
Like, he wanted that for himself.
Ooh.
So you've already kind of said it. Well, I was going to ask, what's the cringiest thing you've ever seen or heard at a wedding?
Yeah. The When Harry Met Sally monologue.
Oh.
I think that there's plenty of opportunity to do fun, crazy, cool stunt stuff. At the reception, you know, there's like flash mobs or planned dances, things like that. But we've known people who've been to ceremonies that had like literal choreographed like comedy bits like fused into the ceremony.
Yeah.
And like part of it.
Ugh. Yeah, have you guys seen those brides though that sing themselves down the aisle?
No.
Now those.
That's a thing?
It was a big thing in the 80s. What? And they're like big poofy hair and they're like, amazing.
No! I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. If that's something you want to do, that's
look,
awesome.
If two people getting married want to do whatever the fuck they want, they can.
Exactly.
They absolutely can.
Exactly.
But if one of them doesn't want to and the other person does, they're an asshole.
And then you're forcing that person up there with all that attention to just like take
it. Yeah, they just had to sit there.
She just had to take it. Like, that's so messed up.
Sucks.
And I'm going to be a little bit real. Let's dissect this joke a little bit, okay? Till dishes do us part. Dishes, huh? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because women are in the kitchen doing dishes?
Are dishes the problem?
I think that's,
why are dishes a problem? We go right back to cutting board.
We go right back to the kitchen.
Right back to cutting board, right back to the school system.
So this guy did not surpass Maggie. I think is he number two to Maggie? Where does he stand?
Yeah, okay. I mean,
Maggie to me
is. I'm trying to remember all of them.
Yeah, Maggie it goes to me with the cutting board and the other one because it's just like sad people. This guy's an asshole.
No, like,
yeah, this guy's actually
like,
an asshole.
This guy didn't make this joke out of an insecurity like Maggie.
She
did.
Said, like, don't do that. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah,
I'm so
Maggie
funny.
Is
I'm
an
so
asshole,
funny.
But she's like so deeply broken. And this man is not broken. He is set free to free.
There's just a lot of critical thinking that's not happening. Like, really, this one joke was worth, like, okay, let's think 5 minutes of laughter if it's a killer joke. Or years of a happy marriage.
Yeah.
I know. No, he made a bad trade.
Like, quite literally, during your ceremony, when you're deciding to become one, you're putting yourself above somebody else.
And I will say, like, it's weird that the family's, like, keeping it going and, like, kind of making her feel like
this
she's
the butt
of the joke.
If
the joke wasn't that bad, I was expecting worse. But, like, it's also, like, that's all the more, like, it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, the family's the asshole.
Yeah.
The whole family's an asshole.
Some of these make me, like, my temperature goes up.
Truly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this next one is from Relationship Advice. Someone's girlfriend, a 29-year-old woman, broke up with me, a 28-year-old man, for not consulting her when accepting my med school offer. The length of our relationship is 1.5 years. How do I reconcile with her? So here's the scoop. Me, 28-year-old man, and my girlfriend, 29-year-old woman, have been together for 1.5 years in a serious relationship. She was always saying that she wants for us to get married, but I was always postponing it because I wasn't ready for marriage, but perhaps getting engaged. Recently, I got an offer for med school in Ireland out of the blue during Christmas, which I accepted without hesitation. I've applied to med school in the past only to get rejected, and she was made aware from the beginning that I will be moving abroad for med school. She got mad at me for not consulting her about this huge decision. I only told her after I received an offer and I took it. I didn't even ask her if she is okay with it, but over a span of 3 days, she became distant and cold. On New Year's Eve, she broke up with me on the basis that I am childish, lack communication, and did not take her input into a major life decision. I could have asked her and run this decision by, but as soon as I saw that email, I took the offer. I should have presented this to her in a way that I asked for her input and took it. I mean, I didn't want to break up with her. I love her very much. So am I the asshole for taking a once-in-a-lifetime offer without consulting my girlfriend? Or is she the asshole for breaking up on New Year's Eve? So what do you think I should do now?
New Year's Eve.
It's the biggest holiday of the year.
It's like the biggest day. It's the most important day. What do you think I should do now? We did discuss getting engaged in the next year and working towards a marriage in due time. After I told her, she said pondered the idea of LDR, but inevitably, a long-distance relationship. Mm-hmm. But inevitably, I dropped the ball on the way I communicated this to her. So at what point, I guess 1.5 years, but it's also depending on the seriousness of a relationship.
Right.
Like, how long into a relationship should big life decisions be, like, required to be made together?
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, since they were talking about marriage and he was, what was his reason to putting it off? He didn't say.
Let's see.
Like,
I was postponing it because I wasn't ready for marriage, but perhaps getting engaged.
Yeah, the perhaps getting engaged, he's just wanting to please her. But, like, so there's a lot of, like, weird levels to this. In my opinion, I feel like I think it would have been a really sweet moment of, like, hey, I got accepted. Telling her that, sharing that moment together. And, like, he doesn't have to say, like, should I? He doesn't have to, like, ask for her permission by any means. Like, that's his future. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
And so for her to, you know, not be able to be a part of that, I understand, like, he basically, like, in her maybe opinion, like, ended their relationship right there because he didn't, like, consider her feelings.
Yeah.
She's not entitled to the decision.
It's just consideration. Yeah.
Like, he skipped a couple chapters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not like a tattoo on your body where that's your body and I'm different. It's that we're in a relationship together. So if you go to Dublin, then where do I? You know what I mean? It's like, it actually is considering the other person. It's not just fully. Oh,
it's a different time zone, you guys.
I didn't talk about a different time zone. So maybe I should remind myself and put a zodiac sign on my body.
Yeah, yeah. I sing a song.
Yeah.
I love him putting, what do I do now? Go to Dublin, Jeff.
I think it's very clear that this dude was still in the mindset of being single. And I think
he wasn't ready.
She probably was hurt by that. That it's just like, he's just like, no, I'm doing this because that's my life. Like, he's living his life.
Yeah.
And I think he probably needed to communicate to her, like, hey, like, no, I'm still prioritizing myself over our relationship. Like, and that's okay, but he needs to communicate that. It sounds like he wasn't communicating.
Yeah.
I think him fixating on, she dumped me on New Year's Eve, bro. Like,
no,
it's
stupid.
Like, it's not about that.
I would say that rhetoric makes him an asshole. above all else.
And like, you know, if there are some things that drive people apart, I think it's kind of telling that some things were just not meant to be. Maybe, like, maybe that's just how it needed to go, and maybe you guys will find each other later. Who knows?
People said, sorry, dude, that ship has sailed. Regardless of either of your motivations, you made a unilateral decision that your relationship would be long distance and kind of assumed she'd be willing to wait for you for 4 years, which was a huge assumption considering she wants marriage now, which probably entails living together. It sounds like your life goals weren't compatible and your communication wasn't great either. I say take the lessons you learned from this into your next relationship, and congrats on getting into med school. I think that's exactly what I
feel like. I think it's like literally just consideration in things that you're a part of are sweet. It's like when you give somebody a ride to a party and then you assume, like, do you want to ride home too? You just checked in. Yep. Do you guys see how these are the exact same situation?
It's consideration. I don't even know where this guy stands in the rankings. It's just kind of such a weird situation.
He's not as bad as the soup guy, I think.
You don't think he's as bad as him?
No, he's worse than the soup guy. It's life decisions. I'm wrong.
Joke guy was pretty... You were saying he's the worst.
I think out of everyone right now...
You think he's the king of the assholes?
Just because I know what he looks like and I know what he sounds like.
Personally, Maggie's still the peak because that's the most damage.
I think, it's so hard to be like,
she like fucked up two people.
It is the worst.
Joke guy is the biggest asshole. Maggie's like, that's a mess.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like that person is just going through a problem.
This is our last one. This comes from Best of Redditor Updates, which is one of my favorite subreddits. It compiles like, so this person, there's going to be multiple parts to this
Woohoo!
Story.
I love these.
Okay. She, 23, stopped talking to me, 24, after I got demoted in Duolingo. Here's the first post. Me, 24, and Sarah, 23, that's a fake name, have been hanging out for 2 months now. We met in a class we were both taking this semester, and I was the one that approached her after seeing her use Duolingo. I've been learning French on Duolingo since I made some French friends last year, so it was the perfect conversation starter. We quickly bonded over learning new languages and added each other on Duolingo and other social media.
Cute.
We started hanging out outside, just the two of us, and it felt more than a friendship at times. She even started learning French, and I was able to use the flirting lesson to make her blush. The last 2 weeks have been really stressful for me because of family reasons. My mom getting sick and all the school stuff also.
And my friend moved across town.
And my friend moved and I got a tattoo. So I did not really have much time for Duolingo. I got a few messages from Sarah about the friend quests and how I am not really doing my part. But those can be completed on your own, so it wasn't such a big issue in my eyes. 2 days ago, I dropped from the Obsidian League because it's really hard to stay in it if you don't do enough classes. And I guess Sarah must have noticed because yesterday I got a message from her that we should stop talking. She told me that I was prioritizing different things and basically that our values are incompatible. I tried to tell her that I haven't had much time and have been really stressed lately, but she left me on read and removed me from Duolingo. I don't know what to do. I feel like we really bonded, and I don't want to lose her or make things weird since we are sharing the class. So now there's an update. I got some funny replies in the last thread and some stupid ones, too. Some of you were saying to let her be and to stop harassing her, which was pretty funny but also fucking stupid to me since I had only sent one message to her after she sent hers. Moreover, she had the ability to block me, but she did not. Okay, I'm starting to think this guy is maybe not good.
Wait, what? I'm so confused. Did I miss something?
I know, I don't...
Yeah, goddamn. Here's what happened a few hours ago. She ended up replying to my message with a sad smiley face. So that was an invitation to send her another message because I genuinely wanted to understand and get some closure or whatever. I ended up telling her that I enjoyed my time with her and that I perhaps might have even caught feelings. And although I don't understand why this happened, I will respect her wishes to stop talking, etc. She ended up replying after 20 minutes, and she told me the whole story. Apparently, she saw me talking to my female classmates in school, plus the past 2 weeks of me being distant and not being able to give her a lot of time, made her think I was not interested and was spending time with other girls instead. This was quite a revelation to me, but I was glad that I got to know the truth. I ended up explaining what was happening in my life. I usually don't share personal problems because I don't want people to view me through that lens. She ended up apologizing for how she reacted. I ended up asking her out on a proper date, and we'll be having one next weekend. I told her the thing about Duolingo and what I thought had happened. We had a good laugh over it. She added me back, so I guess it all got resolved, and I am excited for our first date. So how do we think their first date's gonna go? They should do it just in French.
Je m'appelle.
If I were him, I would not go on a date. I'd be like, if you read into that hard, then no.
Then no. If you did got mad I talked to other women in class.
Yeah, this is not gonna.
I think both of them need hobbies. Need other things to do.
I'm worried that the update's going to be she saw this post and got mad and we're done.
That does happen. I've seen that happen a lot. That first date will be strange.
I know. I hope they have like an activity or something to do because they both feel like they just like overthink a lot. And I understand that, but
you think they'll get bored?
Like, yeah, I think these two overthink a lot, and I think if they had an activity, I think first dates are tricky, and an activity gets people to relax a little bit and focus on like pottery or something.
Mm-hmm.
You think pottery is a good first date?
I just think something to do together instead of just like let's talk and connect.
Okay, so you're against like those types of first dates.
I'm not against them, but I think two people
these two need it.
Need like let's do something with a common goal.
Okay.
I don't think that this is something that's gonna last long. If it ended, it was literally so short, ended over values not being the same.
Yeah.
And now they're getting back into it. It's gonna be a roller coaster. They're gonna have a lot of first dates.
It also feels like a lot of drama before the first date even starts.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not that.
Yeah,
I'm arguing enough in my own head before a first date.
Yeah.
Like, I've canceled so many first dates because I was too nervous.
Really?
Not even like red flags about the guy. Yeah, because I'm just too scared. And literally, one of my first dates ever, it was because I was trying to cancel and it was too late. He was already outside. So I had to go.
Okay, I feel like there's a lot to discuss here in regards to first dates. So maybe we'll do that some other time. All right, well, this has been more unhinged Reddit stories. I hope you enjoyed it.
So unhinged.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I need to check my heart rate.
Truly, that was crazy. I just hope everyone just is kind to one another.
It really, like, relationships, successful or not, a lot of it is each other being in each other's, like, splash zone of our own issues, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's a good way to put it.
So much of that. Yeah. We're all just in each other's splash zones. Watch out.
Yeah.
I have problems.
And get the cutting board out of the bedroom.
No cutting boards in the bedroom.
Unless
no
you're doing something
jokes
freaky
at the altar.
Yeah.
Unless it's kinky shit.
Well, I love doing this. Let me know who should join me next time. And please send me Reddit stories, send them to the Smosh Twitter, post them on the Smosh Reddit, wherever you want. All right, well, till dishes do us apart.
Fuck off.
Okay. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.